I love the text for today. How often do we think about God rejoicing over us? That God delights to give us good things. Just hold that in for a little bit. It is God's delight to give you every good gift. It is God's joy to do that. When I was a day camp director, I would take around college students, and we would go lead vacation Bible schools at different churches, and every night we would eat at a different family's house, and they would serve us dinner. And one day, we went to this woman's house, and she was from Latvia, and she took delight in us. She made all of her Latvian dishes, the dumplings and the noodles and the cabbages, and I don't know. She just went crazy. She just had so much fun cooking all of that food just for us. And what's interesting, though, is some people on my team, and they had a hard time with that. You see, they got to this lady's house, and they wanted to do something. They wanted to, you know, clean up or like fix something in her house. I don't know, you know. They didn't feel right just accepting her delight. They had to like make it even somehow or pay her back in some way. And I said, I had to take one of the young women aside and I said, you enjoying is what she wants. So just enjoy. But that was hard. To just enjoy. And so I think about Jesus at this wedding. You know, maybe the bridegroom and the bride, you know, were thinking, wow, we got to pay Jesus back somehow. But I really think the best way to pay Jesus back is to just enjoy. To just enjoy all the gifts that God has for you. The peacefulness of snow. The laughter of a child, a good glass of wine at the end of a long day. Just enjoy. That God delights to give you these things. That Jesus think of Jesus at this wedding, right? I love this. I mean, he was at a wedding. This wedding took 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. It was a long celebration. There was music. I always imagine myself in the band when I hear this story, right? You know, and there would have been music. And singing, and storytelling, and Jesus would have, you know, done all the dances with all the other people. You know there was dancing, right? I don't know what they were singing, but, you know, they were doing it. Jesus was dancing and smiling and laughing. It was a good time, and Jesus helped make it a good time. That's what God does. Think about this. This is a fulfillment of so many prophecies. This is from Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. The Lord your God is in your midst, a warrior who gives victory. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will renew you with his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. I like to imagine Jesus singing with all the other people. You know, the bridegroom and the bride are being carried around, and Jesus is singing over them. Jesus sings over us. Or speaking just about the food. This is from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 25. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, of rich food filled with marrow and well-aged wine strained clear. This is Jesus fulfilling that prophecy of giving abundantly wine, saying, this is what God wants for the people, to slow down and savor the good gifts that God has. To enjoy, and in doing so, praising God. Now, it's not always easy, though. It's not always easy to feel joyful. Sometimes that pretty snow turns into a driveway full of ice. I get it. I have that, too. And yet, at the same time, there's a certain amount of courage it takes to rejoice even in the midst of trial. Not saying that the trial isn't there. Think about Psalm 23. Psalm 23 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Not around the valley of the shadow of death. Not over the valley of the shadow of death. Sometimes I think we just want to get in the little shadow of death valley airplane service and just, you know, skip right over to the other side. But no, through the valley of the shadow of death. And what is on the other side? Well, Psalm 23 tells us, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. There was a lot of overflowing cups at that wedding. Gallons and gallons of wine. Sometimes it takes a little courage to say, you know what? I know it's not all perfect right now, but I can rejoice. And there's a hint. There's a hint in this text, too, about that very thing. It starts off by saying, on the third day. On the third day. On the third day after Good Friday, the people thought, the disciples thought that all the wine had run out of Jesus' life, that is. That he was dead and gone, and the hope for renewal had been killed with him. But on the third day, they could celebrate. In fact, in Luke's gospel, he does. He goes and he sits, and what does he do on the road to Emmaus? He has dinner. He probably drank some wine on the third day. And so this text here is not only a reminder, kind of a foreshadowing of what will happen on Easter, that there will be celebration and feasting on the third day, but it's also about our third day. This is what the prophet Joel says. In that day the mountains shall drip sweet wine, the hills shall flow with milk, and all the stream beds of Judah shall flow with water. A fountain shall come forth from the house of the Lord. That's our third day. And so though it might seem all coldness and dim, it might seem all trial and suffering, our third day is one of wine and drinking and celebration and joy. And so we can take heart in the midst of trial now. We can celebrate and have courage in the midst of trial now because we know there is feasting waiting for us. And Jesus proves it here at this wedding. So we can celebrate too and dance and sing songs. Just like Johnny Cash, right? So we're going to sing it because today is the day for singing. Today is the day for singing about this wonderful miracle.
He turned the water into wine for you and me. He turned the water into wine. In that little Cana town, the word went all around. He turned the water into wine. He walked upon the Sea of Galilee.
You sing.
He walked upon the Sea of Galilee. Shouted far and wide, he calmed the raging tide and walked upon the Sea of Galilee. He healed the leper and the lame.
You sing.
He healed the leper and the lame. He said, go and tell no man, but they shouted throughout the land. He healed the leper and the lame. He fed the hungry multitude. He fed the hungry multitude. With a little bit of fish and bread, every single one was fed. He fed the hungry multitude. He turned the water into wine. He turned the water into wine. in this little Canaan town. Send the word all around. He turns our water into wine.